Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional executives with a common ideal of service, presents Rotary Golden Theater. More than 8,000 Rotary clubs in 88 countries throughout the world are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, an organization fostering the ideal of service in personal, business, and community life, and working for the advancement of international understanding, goodwill, and peace through a world fellowship of business and professional men. In observance of its golden anniversary and as a public service, Rotary International brings you Rotary Golden Theater. As we enter the Rotary Golden Theater, the marquee blazes forth the title of the drama we're about to witness, Youth, Yesterday, and Today. We take our seats as the curtain rises to reveal a shabbily dressed middle-aged man in a drab, dingy room of a working man's hotel. He's seated at a desk.
I'm Harry Danvers. You're probably wondering what I'm doing in a story about youth because, well, I'm no longer young. As a matter of fact, I've never had any youth. They put a bad boy label on me, and they didn't waste much time on such problems in those days. The first time I stood before a judge, my mother was the only person who was interested. She tried to help me, but there wasn't much she could do.
Please, Your Honor, Harry is not really a bad boy. Since his father's death, I've had to work to support Harry and his younger sister. And, well, I guess I just haven't had the time to look out for him.
Mrs. Danvers, I sympathize with you, but your son was caught in the act of pilfering the cash drawer at the livery stable.
He wanted a new pair of shoes, Judge, and he didn't want to ask me for the money. Why, I'd have found it some way, but he wouldn't ask me. And he didn't really understand.
A boy his age is old enough to understand the difference between right and wrong. There is nothing to indicate that there would be any improvement in his environment.
But I'd try, Judge. Of course, I can't quit my job to stay home and watch him, but I do something, anything.
There's nothing you can do, Mrs. Danvers. I find it my painful duty to sentence him to 5 years in the state reformatory.
Oh, no, Judge, please.
Don't worry, Harry. I got a couple of friends up there, and they'll see that you get along all right. You'll come out smarter than you went in.
Yes, and I did come out smarter than I went in. I was toughened and bitter, eager to get even with the world. Well, I got even all right, through the cost of more trials and more years in prison, 18 in all, before I finally realized I was playing a game that I couldn't win. Oh, I know what you're thinking. But a hardened convict doesn't change overnight, at least not without some mighty strong medicine. And you're right. The medicine in my case came from a 14-year-old boy, Billy Park. And he was what you might call a business acquaintance of mine.
Hey, you, Billy, come here.
Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Danvers.
Getting pretty formal, aren't you, with that Mr. Danvers? I told all you boys just call me Harry.
All right, Harry.
What's wrong with you, Billy? You didn't show up last Friday night.
Why, I was busy, Mr. Danvers. I'm getting a job.
A job? What's the trouble? Have I been paying you enough?
Well, the money's been all right, but, well, gee, Mr. Danvers, the police have already questioned me once, and next time might be pretty bad.
I guess maybe you don't believe what I've told you about all the influence and important friends I have, huh? If you get in any trouble, I can get you out, see?
Yeah,
now, don't argue, boy. We've got a nice little organization set up. You boys bring in the automobile accessories, and I pay you for them without asking any questions.
Well, I'm sorry, but I want to get out of the gang. You won't be seeing me around here anymore.
Just like that, huh? Well, it isn't that easy, Billy. I'm not letting any little teenage smart boy spoil what I built up for myself.
Well, I'm quitting, whether you like it or not. I thought it all over. My mind's made up.
Hey, come back here.
Well, I better settle this fast. It could be the beginning of trouble. Bad trouble.
Well, we found out all we could, just like you asked us to, Harry.
Yeah? Well, what's wrong with Billy, then?
Joe Greb's got him.
Greb? Who's he? I'm not letting any rival outfit take over my business.
Oh, you got nothing to worry about there, Harry. Joe Greb runs a corner drugstore, and he got himself made what the police call a sponsor for Billy. It was right after the police talked to Billy, you remember.
Sure, but I'm interested in this man, Greb. A sponsor, huh? What does he expect to get out of Billy Park?
I don't know. Mr. Greb belongs to the Rotary Club, and they got some kind of an idea about keeping boys and girls out of trouble or something.
He hasn't got enough to do minding his own business, huh?
Oh, he's not so bad. He was one of the men that got the city council to reopen the old swimming pool after it had been closed for 3 years.
So what? Look, Pete, anybody who tries to interfere with what we're doing is bad for all of us. You tell Billy I want him back here tonight.
He won't come, Harry. Mr. Greb's got him delivering orders for the drugstore.
He'll either come or he'll be mighty sorry. If he doesn't show up, there'll be a little job for you, Pete. I'll tell you all about it.
Ah, there you are, Billy. I was beginning to wonder about you. You get all the orders delivered?
Well, yes, Mr. Greb, but...
Fine, fine. You know, you're the best boy I ever had on that delivery job. And let's see, 4 customers asked to pay for their prescriptions when you delivered them, is that right?
That's what I was trying to tell you, Mr. Greb. I don't have the money. I got it all right, $7.80, but some fellas took it away from me.
Ooh, did they hurt you?
No, sir. They grabbed me before I knew what was happening. Once they got the money, they pulled off my shoes and threw them out in the street. Then they ran. It was dark, and I didn't have a chance to catch them. You can take the money out of my pay. I want you to take it out.
No, that's not the way I treat people who work for me, Billy. Could you identify the fellows who took the money?
I don't know. I guess not.
Didn't they say anything? Couldn't you see them at all?
No.
Billy, if they're your friends, maybe we could straighten them out.
How?
Oh, about the same way we did with you. Get them into the little league for football, basketball, and baseball. We'll register them and get them started at the community center. Find jobs for them. Actually, all you needed was money and something to keep you busy and interested.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
All right, then. Why be selfish about the fun you're having? Why not let your old friend share it?
Well, I may be taking a chance, but I'll do it, Mr. Greb. When do you want to talk to him?
Our Delinquency Prevention Committee is having a meeting tomorrow night. Bring them around, Billy.
Hey, you.
Huh? Oh, Mr. Danvers.
Yeah, Mr. Danvers. Surprise?
What do you want?
I want to stop something that's going too far. Give me that package.
Oh, hey, that's a prescription. The man who ordered it is sick.
Not as sick as you're going to be, Billy. Are you going to come quietly or will I have to get rough with you?
What's the big idea?
I had 8 boys working for me, bringing in stolen car accessories. You ran out on me. By the end of the week, I won't have anybody left. Unless I do something to stop it.
Yeah? Something like what?
Like giving the rest of your friends a good example of what happens when anybody tries to get smart with Harry Danvers. Now get into my car.
No!
Get in, I said. There. Let you take care of you for a while. By the time you wake up, I'll have you looking so bad that nobody will be on your side. These gasoline stations are all alike. Nothing open one of them. Just break the glass, reach in, and unlock the door. Now to get Billy out of the car and put him in here. Phew. I'm not used to such heavy lifting. Let's see. I'll put him right in front of the safe. And I'll just drop this car wrench on the floor so it looks like it fell and hit you on the head. There. Pleasant dreams, Billy. I'd like to stay, but there's a telephone call I have to make. Police station? I want to report something that looks suspicious. I just drove past the gasoline station at the corner of Main and Markle, and it looked to me like somebody was trying to break into the place. Better send a squad car around to investigate. No, I'd rather not give my name. Goodbye.
Mm. Danvers. Wake up.
What? Hold it till I find the light. Who's there?
Pete, I got to talk to you.
Is that right? What's the big idea coming here in the middle of the night?
Mr. Danvers, they got Billy parked down at the police station.
Oh, so now you're scared, huh? All ready to come crawling back. You boys realize now that you need me, huh?
I've talked to Billy. And you're going down to the police station and tell the police the truth.
Oh, as simple as that, huh?
You've just got to do it, Mr. Danvers. We can't let the same thing happen to Billy that happened to you.
What's wrong with me? I'm doing all right.
Not the way I look at it. You call this any kind of a life? Why, ever since you were a boy, you've been in and out of jail, and what's it gotten you? I'd hate to think I was going to live like this. You don't have to look at the room, just look at yourself.
I suppose you'd have done better with my chances.
Maybe not. But Billy has a chance to do a whole lot better, and so do I. Some of the most important men in this town are interested in us.
Oh, they'll give you a lot of big talk.
They're helping us, and not the way you were doing it. We're having fun for the first time in our lives, and we're getting something we never had before. Some pride. I'm proud of my job. I'm proud of being on the Rotary Club's junior ball team. I'm proud of being a member of the community center.
What do you think all that'll get you?
I can get anything I can earn. The men in the Rotary Club have proved that. Do you think that after what they've already done for me, I'd ever work for you again? No, thanks.
You'll work for me again and like it. Now, how about it?
I wouldn't do anything if I were you, Danvers. You're all through browbeating youngsters.
Who are you?
This is Mr. Greb, the druggist.
Oh. So now you think you're going to get tough with me, huh?
I don't think there's any necessity for that after what I've heard. I've been standing out in the hall listening to everything you said.
You've been trying to trap me.
We have trapped you, Danvers.
You can't touch me. You can't do a thing to me, not a thing.
We can do a great deal to you, Mr. Danvers. The boys are all perfectly willing to tell the police about the work they did for you.
Don't try to bluff me, Greb. They'd be in trouble right along with me.
No, Danvers, they wouldn't. Because the public's interested in keeping them from turning out like you. It may have taken us a long time to learn, but we know that an investment in boys and girls is the greatest investment anyone can make. An investment in the future of our country.
Oh, that's pretty talk, mister, but what does it mean?
It means that the Rotary Club and a lot of other service clubs are determined to prevent juvenile delinquency.
How? With a lot of talk?
With such things as career conferences to give youngsters a goal to work towards. With jobs, with community athletic programs, with summer camps. With actual money for students when they need it. With good citizenship programs. With special programs and projects for farm boys and girls. With all the help we can give. Is there anything wrong with what we're doing?
No. I might make fun of it, sure, but I'd only be fooling myself. You win, Mr. Greb. Let's go down to the police station. I'll tell the police the whole story. Well, we went to the police station, and it was easy to clear Billy. The police were all ready to send me back to the penitentiary, but Billy and Pete and the rest of the boys asked them to give me another chance. Mr. Greb helped. So now the smart boy, Harry Danvers, has a job at a machine shop. I'm not going to let those boys down if I can help it. And you want to know something else? I'm never going to make the membership rolls of the Rotary Club. But I'm tossing a few dollars from my pay envelope into the Rotary Club's Junior Athletic League Fund every week. You see, I happen to know what youth can be up against. I know how it was yesterday and how much better youth has it today, thanks to Rotary and other service clubs. And I want to do my part for tomorrow.
And so the curtain falls on the play Youth, Yesterday and Today, presented by Rotary Golden Theater as a public service in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional executives with a common ideal of service.